The National Pulse, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
All right, well, perhaps you can share your own experiences of how long it'll take for you to get ready to make your final decision about voting in the election. Because between now and a month, there are conversations we're going to have on this show, the National Pulse. There are conversations throughout SAFM, radio, television, newspapers, online, on the social media spaces. We're all having conversations. And really, the political parties are in some way, well, not in some way, they clearly are doing whatever they can to effectively pitch to you and me so that we can give them our votes. And therefore, my question to you, and I'd love you to share that right away, is like, what sort of conversations are you having around the party you're going to vote for? I don't need to know which party you're voting for, but you probably pinned it down to three parties. What are you talking about, and who are you talking to about those three parties that will get down to one party finally on come election day? So you know the numbers to call in. It's 086-000-2032, and then WhatsApp in voice or text form, 0614-104-107. And you can certainly tweet us as well on the X platform using that all-important hashtag, the National Pulse. Right, we know there's election time when there are conversations being had around possible monitoring or targeting of the SABC news by state security. It's rather disturbing, but I'm sure I need to know more, and you certainly need to know more. I know the presidency has come out with some comment about it, but let's get to first things first and get the whole story around it, right? We're talking specifically around the SABC's group executive for news and current affairs, Moshweshe Monare, right? But let's, however, try and understand more about it with William Byrd, Director of Media Monitoring Africa. William, goodness, we haven't chatted on air in a long time. You have the same position. Hi.
Good to hear from you again, Asha.
Yeah, William, sorry, I just lost you. You are there, right? Yeah?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I can hear you loud and clear.
Right, great to connect. Let's say you have the same position, right? Let's get to the story, firstly, in terms of what is the issue, and is this an issue that we should be concerned about? It's concerning enough for us to make it as our top story at the opening of the show.
So it is a worry, you know, because effectively what you've got is the state security agency saying that they need to conduct a higher level of security vetting of the head of news, the editor-in-chief of the public broadcaster. No other editor in the country has to go through security vetting. It is absolutely mind-boggling that the editor-in-chief of the SABC should have to go through that. Now, the way they're getting around that is they're saying that, well, it's because he's a group executive and therefore they need to make sure that they do this. Now, what they did do with Patricio Magopeni and indeed with Moshweshe Monare is that they expected them to complete various forms, some form of vetting. Now, to begin with, I don't think that that's appropriate. The way that the SSA is justifying this for everyone is that there's something called the Critical Infrastructure Act. That's replaced the National Key Points Act, which was an apartheid piece of legislation. And effectively what this Critical Infrastructure Act deals with is it says if there are places that are of national importance, sanitation works, power stations, it's essential that the security personnel and the people that are running those things are vetted in this way. Now, for the SABC particularly, it refers specifically to security personnel. So to begin with, the editor-in-chief of the SABC is not security personnel, so he shouldn't be expected to complete the vetting. To make matters worse, what's happened is that 2 years into the job, they got hold of him, as we understand from the reporting in the City Press yesterday, they got hold of him to say, actually, you need to complete not just this vetting, but a higher level, and that includes a polygraph test. Now, what we've heard the presidency say just earlier today is that this is because Mr. Monare didn't want to agree originally to a polygraph test. I mean, I think that it's just outrageous that the department would say this and that they'd wait 2 years to be doing this. So the timing of this is very, very suspicious indeed. And just overall, the idea that you'd need to vet the editor-in-chief is just an egregious intrusion on the editorial independence of the SABC.
Right. Now, I mean, this is not, the SABC was not born yesterday, and neither has Democratic South Africa. So has this happened in previous elections?
So what has happened in previous elections was with the previous editor-in-chief, Patiswa Magopane, who's now on the board, she had to complete some forms for security vetting, which she did, and there was no issue with that. What Mr. Monare did, as I understand it, is he also completed those forms. But what hasn't happened before is that they're coming out with this nonsense of that you need a higher clearance, that you need to do a polygraph test, and some 2 years into the job. So as far as we're aware, this is certainly a first, and certainly something that we should be deeply and profoundly outraged and concerned about.
Okay, what are you concerned about?
Well, I think the thing is no editor has to go through and be security vetted. What is the purpose of that? It sounds like it's a means of intimidating the editor-in-chief, a means of saying, we're watching you, expecting him to complete a polygraph test. That seems to suggest some kind of incident or idea of wrongdoing. Ordinarily, why would you ask someone to do a lie detector test?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've got some kind of a hearing or some other process that you may possibly find that for, it's just outrageous. So this kind of thing is designed to have a chilling effect on media freedom. For that to happen to the head of news at the public broadcaster, which is the biggest broadcaster in the country, for it to happen to that same head of news 4 weeks ahead of elections is very, very fishy indeed. And it's just something that is profoundly worrying for our democracy. You know, the head of news and everyone at SABC should be focused on how do we deliver, you know, free, fair, accurate, credible coverage of elections, not, you know, should or shouldn't the head of news be subjected to security vetting? It's just ridiculous.
Now, I mean, I understand that the presidency of the office, that is, has issued a statement. What do you understand by the statement they've just made?
Well, they seem to be suggesting, according to Mr. Mogwenya, who gave the briefing earlier, that it's because the vetting was never completed. Now, it's an astonishing thing that if you would went 2 years in, that it's taken them this long to work out that, oops, his vetting hasn't been completed. But it's also equally astonishing to be suggesting that he was asked to do a polygraph test at the very start of this, which if we had known about that when he was appointed, we would have objected vehemently to that as well. Again, you expecting vetting of journalists is just something that runs exactly opposite to what you want in a democratic country that supports media freedom. So what we need from the presidency, far from inventing bumbling nonsense like this, is to demand from them to say, on what basis was this new instruction given for a polygraph test? Who gave that instruction and how are they going to be disciplined? And we want them then to commit clearly and unambiguously to this. They can't use the excuse that it's because he's group executive of news when he's the editor-in-chief of the SABC. That's his role at the SABC. Using executive is just playing around with words to try and deny the fact that what they're trying to do is vet and undermine the independence of the editor-in-chief of the SABC.
So let me use a different word instead of vet and undermine. We are in election season. Information is contested territory in terms of outlaw of information. Is the SABC contested territory to the point where political parties would see that if they are able to influence SABC's policy in terms of news, that's a major catch? I mean, is that not the biggest concern?
Yeah, clearly, you know, and that's why the SABC has very clear editorial policies. It's why the SABC has an election plan. It's why the SABC is one of the broadcasters subscribed to the Broadcast Complaints Commission and to the CCC in an election period. There are regulations that specifically deal with party coverage and party election broadcasts. For our own part, we're monitoring the SABC. So there's ICASA that's monitoring, we're monitoring. So let me tell you, if SABC steps out of line and they start to unduly favour or unduly disfavour any political party or entity, we'll know about it and we'll be the first to shout out about it. But that's a fundamentally different thing to suggesting that it's okay to vet and effectively surveil the editor-in-chief.
Yeah. Are you therefore impressed by the SABC's response. And you know, even in my previous journey with the SABC, and we've had many chats, right, there's been so many issues around what the SABC can and can't do. In its current iteration, are you impressed by the SABC's very public response? It's effectively saying hands off.
Well, I think that they need to be clearer and stronger about that. And certainly it is testament to just how far the SABC has come. When you're getting political parties from all sides saying, oh, you know, we don't like this and we think it's unfair, that's probably a good thing, especially when it comes to the SABC. You know, and we are seeing, and historically for the last 7 years or so, we've seen a public broadcaster that is wanting to assert its independence. It's always going to be contested territory. You know, which is why when these kinds of things happen, you need the Department of Communication and Digital Technologies and the Presidency to also say, hey, hands off the Editor-in-Chief. This is not appropriate. Whoever's responsible, we'll identify them and we'll take action against them because this is not okay.
So lastly, what would you like to see happen next?
What we'd like to see is an open, honest conversation from state security and the minister and the presidency saying, this is how this occurred, this is the person or person behind it, and this is the action we're taking against them. And we give our undertaking that this will not be, that no editor-in-chief now or in future will be subjected to the same kinds of ridiculous and offensive vetting procedure. It's not necessary, it's unconstitutional, and, you know, if they persist with this, we will be taking them to court.
Okay, and that's where you're going to leave it. The first salvo on this issue, William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa, and you have your thoughts on this, the issue of state security effectively doing a double check on the SABC's head of news. That's how significant it is. You want to